What's up, Buffalo Fanatics? Josh Allen here. Just wanted to say, go Bills.
Yo, 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 what's good, Buffalo Fanatics? What's poppin'? You are now tuning in to another edition, another episode of Rated Rev. Brought to you by the Buffalo Fanatics Network. You know how we do it. Grace and peace to all my brothers and sisters out there right now who are watching us live on whatever platform you are choosing, whether you're on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all of that in a bag of chips. It doesn't matter. You are tuning in right now to the best network, bringing you nothing but the best in Bills content. And you already know who it is, baby. It is the BF Network. Do me this favor while you're watching live so far. Yo, say what's up to everybody in the chat right now and let me know where you guys are watching from. I gotta know. This is the roll call, baby. You know how we do it. Rated Rev Wednesday night live. Let's go, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let me know where y'all watching from. I see Ronald Enix in the house, Fireball in the house, it's Psycho in the house. Yo, yo, yo. I hope you guys are ready. Hope you guys had a great start to your week. It's midweek, it's hump day, but we getting over that hump because guess what? This is game week, baby. Game week. That's right. We got a game. The Buffalo Bills preseason game kicking off this weekend, this Saturday. Oh, man, it's about to go down. So let me know where you guys are at, where you're watching from right now. Ricardo in the house. Yo, he's up. Oh, hold on. I'm going too fast. Yo, Redfield in the house from Buffalo, New York. What's going on? Ricardo from Miami 305. What's happening? Is that Joan or Joanne? Where you at, Joanne? There you are. Daytona Beach, Florida. What is good? I bet the weather is off the charts right now. Yo, I've got Heather Bentley coming in from Jupiter, Florida, from Amherst, New York. Go Bills all the way, no doubt. This is how we do it, man. We're going to take time right now. I want to recognize everybody in the chat right now because guess what? You didn't have to tune in tonight, but you chose to tune in to your man, Rev, and I am so appreciative. Renaissance man, what's going on? What's going on? Daytona Beach in the house. Yo, we popping off, man. Bakersfield, California. What's happening? What's happening? Drew St. Vincent all the way from PA. What's good? What's good? Yo, I'm excited, man. I need you guys to bring the energy, man. Bring the juice in the chat. You know what I'm saying? Because you know Rev, you know me. I'ma bring it. I'ma bring the juice. Gary Park all the way from Chesapeake, VA. What's happening? Jeff Kling. What's up, my brother? What's going on, Jeff? Good to see you, my man. Grace and peace to you, buddy. Bob Forbes coming in from North Tonawanda. Hey, get you something to drink. I know it's midweek, but it's all good, baby. We're talking about the Buffalo Bills, and they got a game this weekend, so grab you something to drink. Let's get it popping. Jason Taylor in the house from New York to Connecticut. Back to NY. There you go, baby. That's how we do it. Gabe Ferrero all the way from Tallahassee, Florida. Jeff Hayes coming in from Rochester, New York. Yeah, man. And while you guys are here right now, ladies and gentlemen, do me this favor. In case you are not connected to the Buffalo Fanatics Network, this is what you need to do. You need to like this. You need to subscribe to the channel, okay? But not just the YouTube channel. We are everywhere. We are all over the place. Every social media network you can think of, the Buffalo Fanatics are there. Facebook Live at Buffalo Fanatics. Instagram at Buffalo. You already know. But if you want to know where else we're off, go to supportbf.com. Supportbf.com. You see it on the side of my banner right there, on the right side there. There's supportbf.com to follow us on all of our social media platforms and share it. Share all the links to all your friends, your family, your loved ones, your haters, all the people who talking about the Buffalo Bills like they ain't going to do nothing. Send it to them. Send it to them. Your friend who's a Cowboys fan, send it to them. It's all good. It's all good. That's what we want to do, man. And hey, we got plenty of room for bandwagon fans. I don't care. I know a lot of people are like, yo, man, yo, we can't do no bandwagon. I don't care. Hop on, baby. Hop. The more the merrier. You know what I'm saying? The more the merrier. Let's get it. Let's get it popping. Yo, Charlie, in the bed. I love you too, man. I love you back, baby. Rochester, New York, in the house. Yo, I saw somebody from Oklahoma. Big Baller B. Oklahoma game, baby. Where you at? 405-918? Where you at, Big Baller? Yo, shout out to everybody who's watching right now in the chat. Beth, all the way from Erie, Pennsylvania, living in South Florida. Beth, God bless you. Appreciate you for joining. Man, I am freaking excited. I am excited. Ron, hey, Ron. I see you, baby. I see you, man. Let's go. Look, listen. I'm not a cusser. I don't cuss. You know what I'm saying? But yo, when the Bills, you know, when I'm getting kind of fired up, I gotta watch myself. You know what I'm saying? I gotta watch myself. But hey, I see you, 405 Stillwater. There you go. But let's turn up, man. Let's turn up. We're talking about the Buffalo Bills Wednesday night live. You're tuning into Rated Rev, brought to you by the Buffalo Fanatics. This is how we do it, man. This is how we do it. I'm so excited. I am so excited. Mr. Bills Mafia. I'm a Bills fan all the way from the Caribbean. Oh, my gosh. There we go. Caribbean all the way. Let's go. Indeed. Yo, we got Bills Mafia all around the globe. All around the globe. So shout out to wherever you are watching us. Shout out to you all, man. We appreciate you so very much. So very much. But, yo, we are ready to go. I hope you guys are as excited as I am about this. I tell you what, man. I say this all the time, and I mean it, because every time we get a chance just to hang out together, you know what I'm saying, virtually, right, doing this thing right here, and talk about the team that we love, the team that we grew up watching, you know what I'm saying, the team that made such an impression on our lives, man, our childhood, all of that. You know, we've got fans that have been watching them, you know, since the 70s, man. We've got fans who've been watching recently. It's all good. There's a plethora of Bills fans and different kinds of experiences. But you know what bonds us together is the Buffalo Bills and Bills Mafia. And we are family, for real, no doubt about it. So I love this time, man. I love it every week that we get to spend some time together and talk about the Bills. Because I told you guys last week, yo, I'm in Texas. I'm a Bills fan in Texas. There ain't too many Bills fans, especially where I am, man. I'm way southwest Texas, El Paso. In the house, 915, but there's a whole bunch of Cowboys fans. So I'm surrounded by a bunch of Cowboys Nation. You know what I'm saying? All that jazz. And so I'm trying to represent. I'm trying to hold it down. But whenever we get to come together like this, yo, it is like heaven on earth for me, man. I love spending time with each and every one of you guys who are watching and tuning in, because there's a whole lot of great Bills content that you can watch, a whole lot of them. But the fact that you decided to tune in right now to devote some of your time, your own precious time, which I respect, to tune in and watch me, man, I appreciate it. So I hope you guys know how much we really, really love you, man, because we mean it. Yo, Day, Bills Mafia for life, all the way, straight up. They don't get no, there ain't no other place. There's no other team that I could root for besides Bills Mafia. That's it, man. That is it. Ronnie, 1973, been watching the Bills. See what I'm saying? So we got fans, man, that expand generations, cross-generational fans. And that's what I love about the Bills Mafia, man. Yeah, that's right. That's right, y'all. The Cowgirls. That's the Cowgirls. And my wife is a Cowboys fan, man. You know what I'm saying? Y'all pray for me, okay? Y'all pray for me, man. It's rough in these parts, I tell you what. But, yo. We've got a loaded show tonight. Hope you guys came ready, because I'm ready. But we've got a lot to talk about. We got some news around the NFL. We're just going to talk briefly about some news. Did you hear about the Bills Stadium? There's some updates in the works right now, and there may be, you know, some renderings coming here very soon. We're going to talk about that. What else are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about Aaron Donald made some comments about Josh Allen, showing him some love. We're going to talk about that here in a minute. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about Gabe Davis, because that's my guy. That's my guy, and I'm going to be very tempted to draft him in fantasy. No doubt, best believe that. So we're going to talk about Gabe Davis and what he's looking like and what PFF had to say about him recently. But then we're going to get into the topic of the show, the topic of the night, the Bills versus the Colts preseason preview. Man, let's go. I'm pumped up, man. I'm fired up. We got game night. We got a game this Saturday. This Saturday against the Colts. And I know. I get it. Okay, it's preseason. I get red. Why are you so excited? It's preseason. Man, it's football. You know what I'm saying? It's football. It's football. We've had a long off season. We've been waiting for this time. And you know why I'm also so excited about this? Because I'm trying to put as much distance between the game on Saturday and what we last saw to end our season last year. You know what I'm talking about, right? You know what I'm talking about. So that's why I'm trying to put as much distance. I'm ready to hurt. I'm ready to get into some football. Put that behind me. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to hear about it no more. I'm going to talk about it. It's a new year, new season, baby. And I'm ready for it. And I get it. It's preseason, but there's a whole lot of youngsters on the squad that are ready to prove themselves. I can't wait to see what's happening. I want to hear from you guys here live in the chat, wherever you're watching. Yo, make sure you make get active in the chat. Get active in the chat, because you know why? The BF chat pops off, baby. This is what action is. It ain't me. It ain't this chocolate brother. Or maybe I ain't so chocolate. Maybe I'm a little burnt caramel or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But whatever, but regardless, you know what I'm saying? The action ain't with me, baby. It's in the chat. The chat goes off. The chat goes off. So you want to get interactive, get right in there, man. Comment. This is how I run the show. This is how we run the show. And we are one week closer, baby. It ain't even a week, baby. It's a few days, man. It's a few days. It is a few days, and we finally get to see the Bills Mafia. We finally get to see the Buffalo Bills suiting up, hitting somebody else besides themselves. You know what I'm saying? We get to see the rookies. We get to see everybody else, man, doing what they do. I'm excited. Yeah, I'm excited, man. Are you guys hype? Are you guys hype? So let's get into it, baby. Let's get into it. So as I mentioned at the top of the show, we've got a little bit of news. Dylan, yeah, I feel you, baby. JA17, Amicus, yes, right. That's right. So at the top of the show, we had some news that we want to get into real quick. This is a little bit. In case you didn't know, Roquan Smith, did you guys hear about that? Roquan Smith in the NFL, yo, he from the Chicago Bears, linebacker from the Bears. Yo, he put in a trade request. My man Roquan Smith, elite level linebacker for the Chicago Bears. This was back when, was this yesterday, man, requested a trade. And Ian Rappaport, he tweeted out, you know, tell me this. Let me say this. Why is it that all these players and even like certain personnel execs, whatever, they just whenever they want to make a statement, what's up with the iPhone notes, man? Like, what's up with that? You know what I'm saying? Like where's the do whatever you want to do, but I'm just like, yo, can you not like put that on letterhead or something like, you know what I'm saying? Can you not be a little bit more professional? But whatever. Anyway, let me get off my bag. So anyway, so yeah, Roquan Smith. So he wrote this whole note, right? This statement about to Chicago, the city of Chicago, and the Bears fans all around the world. And then my man Ian Rappaport, he went ahead and tweeted it out. And so this is a snippet of what he said, man. He said, yo, to the city of Chicago and all the Bears fans worldwide, I have officially requested a trade. Just writing these words is deeply painful. Really? I doubt that very seriously. So anyway, he goes on and he talks about, you know, his past and all that kind of jazz, which is good. All right. You know what I'm saying? They try to get all mushy. All right. But then here's the meat of it right here. He says, yo, unfortunately, the new front office regime doesn't value me here. Yo, so he's already calling out the Chicago Bears, talking about, yo, the front office, they don't value me. They don't have no value for me at all. They refuse to negotiate in good faith. Every step of this journey has been a take it or leave it. The deal sent to me is one that would be bad for myself and the entire linebacker market if I signed it. Now, that right there is important. Why is that so important? Because we have our own linebacker who's coming up, right? His deal this year is coming up at the end of the year, who's going to be looking for a pretty hefty contract. You know what I'm saying? And you know, everybody, they one up each other, right? Everybody, whoever signs a deal first, you know what I'm saying? They set the market, right? And so, my man, if I'm not mistaken, I think Shaquille, and I got to get used to saying that because I'm used to saying his former name, but Shaquille Leonard, right? Linebacker from the Colts, who we may or may not see this weekend. So he set the market, right? When he signed, I think it was last year. Correct me if I'm wrong. But anyway, and so Roquan Smith is over here talking about, you know, trying to negotiate, and he's like, yo, they don't value me. And if I would have signed the deal that they're trying to slide to me on the side of the table, it would have been bad, not just for myself, but for the entire linebacker market. So what he's saying is, yo, if I sign this, the linebackers ain't going to get their money like they should. So I'm going to make sure I keep the bar high. Man, you know what? Yo, if he ends up getting traded and somebody pays him a pretty penny, you know what I'm saying? And he resets the market higher than what my man Shaquille Leonard got, then bruh, you better just watch those dollars just fly out the window when it comes to Tremaine Edmonds. Because I guarantee it, he's not going to be cheap. He's not going to be cheap. I know there's some fans, you know what I'm saying, who are kind of on the fence about Tremaine, but trust me, this man ain't going to come cheap. Regardless of our feelings, he ain't going to come cheap. He's going to command top dollar. I'm not saying he's going to be the top paid linebacker in the National Football League when he gets his new deal, whoever gives it to him, but it's going to be up there. And so Roquan Smith, yo, he's like, yo, man, yo, that deal was boo-boo, man. That's what he's saying. That deal was boo-boo. It would have been bad for me and the rest of the linebacker market. He said, I've been trying to get something done that's fair since April, but their focus has been on trying to take advantage of me. So he's just calling them out. He's calling them out. And then he goes on talking about, yo, he hadn't had the chance to speak to the McCaskey family, and maybe they can salvage this. But as of right now, I don't see a path back to the organization that I truly love. So, man, yo, Chicago is in a pickle right now. Chicago is in a pickle, no doubt, because Roquan Smith, man, is a top linebacker. Linebackers of that ilk, they don't grow on trees. They don't grow on trees. So, man, Chicago, they're going to have to do something. The ball's in their court. Either they're going to come with it on that financial end, or they're going to trade him. So I'm interested to see what's going to happen. We'll find out, I guess, as the season approaches about Roquan Smith. But, yo, next topic of discussion is the stadium. Have you guys heard about the new Bill Stadium? I'm talking about the Bill Stadium. New Bill Stadium updates. The new Bill Stadium updates, man, have come out. And a matter of fact, this came out on the BuffaloBills.com. This was a couple of days ago. And they were talking about the executive VP and chief operating officer for the Bills was talking with WGR 550, you know, and he was talking about the Bills stadium project that's to be expected to be completed for the 26th season. And there was a couple of things that he talked about that really kind of, you know, made me, you know, intrigue me a little bit here. And that's particularly about some of the features in the stadium. So off the top, he had mentioned, like, you know, a lot of people have been looking for a lot of the stadium renderings, right? Wondering, like, when are those renderings going to come? You know what I'm saying? And like, when can we expect that? And so basically what they said was, you know, it's coming soon. It's coming soon. The renderings are public. Hold on. Let me quote it. So what Bills fans can expect to see once the renderings are public is a plan to create a stadium that will be one of the best experiences to see an NFL game at. And they say that we're very close to showing what the stadium is going to look like from outside and inside. So I don't know if you guys remember, it may have been like, I don't know if it was back in the springtime or whatever, but, you know, there were some templates that were going out. I don't even think they were like official renderings or whatever, but we're starting to see some pictures of what the stadium could look like, right? Because they had mentioned it, like, maybe looking like a soccer, you know, I guess building it kind of like a soccer stadium, you know what I'm saying? With the closed canopy. And So we had like some images of what that could look like. But yo, he said that the renderings are going to not just be on the outside, but also the inside of the stadium. So that's incredibly exciting. I want to see what that's going to look like whenever they decide to roll those out. But another thing they talked about, though, was some features that we can expect to see. One of them being temperature controlled spaces that are going to be in the end zones and the club seats and even in the upper decks. And so they're making a concerted effort to make sure that you know what I'm saying, even though it's an outdoor stadium, an outdoor facility, that most of the stadium is still kind of somewhat, quote unquote, you know, indoors or enclosed with temperature controls, right? In every aspect and every part of the stadium. They mentioned that there's going to be a 360-degree enclosed canopy around the entire stadium. And so what that's essentially going to do is it's going to cut down the wind. You guys, remember what happened last year against the Patriots. You remember that friggin' that winter hurricane type of that snowstorm, that craziness that happened? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I don't know how anybody could have played in that weather. Josh Allen, you know, he's weatherproof, but he struggled a little bit. That crazy win in this new stadium is not going to have as much of an impact on the game as it has been in the past. And so I think that's a good thing. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people say, well, you know, we're going to lose our home field advantage. I mean, not really. You know what I'm saying? Because I can understand if our team was built, you know what I'm saying, like that. If our team was that type of team, you know what I'm saying, that love playing in the snow, and you know what I'm saying, like they were an old school ground and pound team where they didn't throw the ball a lot, and they're just gonna just run it down your throat. That would make sense. But we've got one of the best quarterbacks in the National Football League, elite level Josh Allen, throw the ball a country mile. Why do you want him throwing in that kind of weather? You don't want that to happen. You know what I'm saying, even though he has an arm that can cut through that wind. You don't want that type of a disadvantage for your guy. You know what I'm saying? So you want the weather to be as controlled as possible in this type of environment, man. We want this team to be firing on all cylinders. And as long as Josh Allen is a quarterback, we want him to be as at peace and as at rest as possible. So we're going to – so they're anticipating that with this new 360-degree canopy, it's going to cut down on a lot of that wind. Which is going to be good. He's even going to be good for our kickers. Tyler Bass is going to be good for him. It's going to be good for Matt Araiza. You know what I'm saying? If he's still on the squad by the end 26. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be good all around. It's going to be good all around. Another thing that they had mentioned, which I think is worth noting, is the seating. You know what I'm saying? So they had talked about – so Jerry Chair talking about, yo, it's still going to be cold. Hey, family, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but at least it's going to cut. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know how much it's going to cut as far as the weather's going to like the temperature of the weather. You know what I'm saying? But from my understanding, all around the stadium is going to be temperature control, so they can, you know, they may be able to cut some heaters on. You know what I'm saying? And that canopy is going to cover the majority of the stadium with only a little sliver, I guess, you know, cut out from the top. At least that's what's to be expected. But anyway, another thing I liked that they talked about was the fact that the seating is going to be stacked. It's going to be stacked. So, I've never been to the Ralph, and I call it the Ralph because I'm old school, but I've never been to the Ralph or Highmark Stadium, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know what it's like actually being there. I've heard that that they have, like, beautiful sight lines. Like, you can see everywhere, you know what I'm saying, on the field from basically anywhere, you know what I'm saying, in the stadium. I'm not sure how true that is. You guys let me know. I've never been there before. But just looking at some pictures and watching the games, you know what I'm saying? So I kind of see that. It looks like it's in a bowl, right? It's in a bowl. But from my vantage point, from what I can see in the pictures, it looks like some of the seats, they kind of go far back. You know what I'm saying? They kind of go far back. So I don't know how close, you know what I'm saying, fans are truly to the field in this current stadium. But in the new stadium, from what they're saying, is that they're going to have stacked seating. Yo, that's right, Brian. Yo, that's right, CIA Brain. Yo, so the stadium, it looks sick, by the way. It's gonna be freaking ridiculous. I know it is. So they're gonna have stacked seating, which they said is gonna maximize crowd noise and it's gonna bring the fans closer to the field. Yo, if the mafia wasn't loud enough already, if the mafia wasn't already turned up like they are right now, if the mafia wasn't the best fans already in the National Football League and professional sports, period. You gonna scoot us closer to the field? You gonna maximize the crowd noise? Yo, the new stadium is gonna be freaking ridiculous. It's gonna be loud up in that mug. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be nuts. It's gonna be rocking. I can't wait for it, man. So it's gonna be stacked seating. I'm not too sure what that's gonna look like. I've tried to look at some pictures, and you know what I'm saying? Like the only idea I can come up with was maybe like Seattle's. You know what I'm saying? Like the Seahawks stadium, because you know how that stadium is kind of, man, it's almost, if you like afraid of heights, you feel like you're going to fall off probably because it just kind of, it's real steep in certain areas. You know what I'm saying? It's like this right on, just like the fans are right on top of you. So I'm guessing when they talk about stacked seating and moving the fans closer to the field, that's what they're talking about. So the seats are not going to be as far back. They're going to be more elevated and closer to the field. You're going to be right on top of them. Like you can hawk a loogie and hit the 50-yard line. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. I'm just kidding. Yeah, Sophia. All right, yeah. That's what I thought. So stack seating is going to be insanely loud, and that's what we want. Steep stands will make for lit game day experience, Jerry. Yo, see, Evan, look, I ain't the only one using the word lit, man. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, Jerry, I don't know your age, you know what I'm saying? But yo, you are, you're cool in my book, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yo, my man, Evan, yo, I was trying to, I ain't old and like that. I'm older, right? I'm 41. I ain't got no shame in my game. I'm 41, right? And so I asked Evan, you know, because he's a young buck, man. He's like old enough to be my son. And so I had asked myself, yo, Evan, do the young folks still say lit? Do they say lit? He's like, nah, Rev, they don't say that no more. I'm like, well, what do they say? And he couldn't give me an answer. So I'm like, I'm going to say lit. I don't care what it sounds like. So it's lit to me. And it's lit to you too, Jerry. So yeah, it's going to be lit, man. I can't wait for that game day experience. When that stadium comes out, man, in 26, hopefully there's not going to be any pushbacks with the dates. Hopefully it's going to be firm and we can rock in that stadium. And hopefully we get to hoist a Lombardi trophy or two before the new stadium is even constructed. Yo, Jeff, you're right, man. Jeff B., I'm trying to make my way to Highmark, man. I'm trying to get it done, man, before I'm trying. I'm trying, man. And hopefully, man, hopefully I can get there this year. So we're working on some things, man. Working on some things, trying to get out there this year. But, yo, so I'm excited about the new stadium, man. I saw that. I ran across it. And I was like, you know what? Did I say I ran across with a T? Ran across it. And I thought that was pretty dope, man. Do y'all say dope? I don't know. I say dope. So, yeah, let's keep it moving, man. I can't wait for that new stadium, though. It's going to be freaking ridiculous. But, yo, next up, man, yo, my man, Aaron Donald, and do me this favor, man. Do me this favor. We got 100 in here, of y'all in here watching. Smash that like for me. Smash that like. Subscribe to the channel. Share it. And do that favor right now. You know what I'm saying? Hit that little share button. Wherever you're watching, whether you're on YouTube or you're watching on Facebook or you're watching on Twitter, whatever the case may be, go ahead and share it live right now. Share it live right now. And so, my man, Aaron Donald, he had made mention, he was talking about Josh Allen the other day. And I kind of want to pull it up here. I want to share my screen, okay? So you guys can read it. Let me pull it up here. I thought it was interesting, man. What he had to say about Josh and some of the comparisons that he was making, because it was nothing but respect, man. It was can I spell? It was nothing but respect, and I appreciate that, man. Especially, man, we're about to face him, you know, here in the next few weeks. And so he had mentioned Josh Allen and kind of what he sees out of him. And yo, I can't spell today. I'm typing all kinds of craziness. Okay, so here it is. Let me pull it up for you. Where is it at? Here we go. So Aaron Donald, this was tweeted out. When was this? This was yesterday. NFL on CBS. They put this out, and this is what they had to say about my man. This is what he had to say about my man Josh Allen. Yo, he said this. He said, "Yo, he is like a futuristic Big Ben." Futuristic Big Ben. Now I'm trying to like imagine what that looks like, right? So we've heard like some comparisons of Josh, right, to Big Ben, right? And I'm looking at back Big Ben, like I'm like, yo, Ben, like he was mobile in the pocket, but he didn't like really escape like Josh did. So I guess that's what he means by futuristic, like Big Ben on steroids. You know what I'm saying? And so he's so then he follows up by saying, yo, he's just a little bit more athletic and can move a little better. But he's a guy that ain't gonna go down easy. So you got to come with your big boy pads when you get to wrap him up. I thought that was, I thought that was interesting, man. You know what I'm saying? And some good love that was shown by Aaron Donald talking about Josh Allen. You know, it's just good. You know what I'm saying? When the top dogs of the National Football League, Aaron Donald is a future Hall of Famer. First ballot Hall of Famer when he retires, in my book, no doubt about it. One of the best defensive tackles to ever play the game. You know what I'm saying? Especially in our generation. When he gets to, so when guys like that begin to, you know what I'm saying, sing praises about you know, our Buffalo Bills, man, especially like a guy like Josh Allen, you know that you've arrived. You know what I'm saying? Like you are on the scene. When guys like Aaron Donald are dapping you up and giving you love and be like, yo, you got to come with your big boy pass with Josh, man, because he ain't playing. He ain't going down easy. He's like a futuristic Big Ben, you know what I'm saying? He's more athletic. He can move, get out of the pocket. That's nothing but love and respect. Now, maybe he's just showing him love because, you know what I'm saying, he don't want to have no billboard material for the Bills when we play him week one. But I tend to believe that, you know what I'm saying? It's just you know, some sincere respect among top dogs across the National Football League. Sophia, you're right. You are absolutely right. Put that back up there, baby. Put that back up there, my man, F. Yo, Josh is a creature, an X-Man, the Wolverine. Josh is that dude, man. Like, he is – when Joshua Allen is on – I said Joshua on purpose. When Joshua – like his mother would probably call him. Joshua! When Joshua Allen is on his A game, it is hard to find another quarterback in the NFL right now that's better. You know what I'm saying? Like, they may be all comparable, like the top dogs. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Pick, you know, Pat Mahomes, Tom Brady, you know what I'm saying? Like Aaron Rodgers. They're all like right there, right? But when Josh is on his A game and you look at everything he brings to the table, there's not a show me another quarterback that can do the things that Josh Allen can do. And I'll tell you, you're lying. You know what I'm saying? Because there is none. There is no other quarterback that can do what Josh Allen can do. When he is on his A game, he is next to impossible to beat. We saw that. I said I wasn't going to bring this up. I said I wasn't going to bring it up. And we saw it last year, right? To close out the season against the Chiefs. We saw it. Who was stopping Josh? Nobody. Nobody on the Chiefs was stopping Josh. It didn't happen. But we know who did stop him. And it wasn't Josh. Moving on. You know what I'm saying? Moving on. But Josh is that dude, man. Joshua Patrick Allen. There you go. There you go, Jerry. Appreciate that. Josh is just that guy, man. And I'm, you know, Bills Mafia, let's do something right now off the cuff. Let's just raise our glasses right now. Okay. Let's raise our glasses and let's just raise a toast to the fact that we have finally, after all of the years we have endured the crap as Bills fans for the ages, for decades, we can finally say, not no more. Not no more. No more over here, baby. We are one of the top teams in the National Football League. And on top of that, we are led by one of, if not the best quarterback in the game right now. Cheers, man. Cheers to that. Cheers to Brandon Bean and the whole front office staff who did that. Man, because I'm going to tell you right now, draft night, round one, 2018, I was rooting for Josh, but it wasn't Allen. Straight up, I can't even lie about it. I was rooting for the other Josh, where is he at now? Josh Rosen. And let me tell you how invested I was in Rosen. You know what I'm saying? Because I was listening to all the talk. I listened to all the nonsense, all the naysayers, all those people talking so much garbage about Joshua Patrick Allen, about how inaccurate he is. And yeah, he's a big guy with a big arm, but he's a loose cannon. You know what I'm saying? This and that and third, all like Rico says, this, that, and the third. You know what I'm saying? And I allowed that to get filled in my head, and I believed the nonsense. I believed the hype. And so I was looking at Josh Rosen. I'm like, yo, man, he's a pocket quarterback. I know he's a statuesque kind of guy, but the man's accurate. You know what I'm saying? He's a leader, blah, blah, blah. And so when we traded up in round one, I'm like, yo, this got to be Josh Rosen, man. This got to be the man. It's got to be Rosen. We saw the quarterbacks go off the board, right? And here we go with the pick, the 2018 NFL Draft. The Buffalo Bills select Josh. And I'm like, Allen, yeah, I kid you not, man. I took my hat. It wasn't this hat. It was another hat. I took it off and threw it on the ground, man. That's how invested I was in Josh Rosen. That's how much I didn't want Josh Allen. But thanks be to God that I ain't the GM. You don't want Rev running. You don't want me running the team, man. I tear it up. It'd be trash. I ain't got no patience. I've been cut down on how many people by now. You know what I'm saying? But thanks. I said all that to say this. Kudos to Brandon Bean, man, because they know what they were doing. He knew what he was doing. He got the guy, and we have the guy, man. We finally have the dude. And I saw a super chat. Yo, Evan, go ahead and put that back up. There we go. Sophia. Appreciate that so very much for that super chat. Sophia says, not Rev. Sophia says, smash like lit show, Rev. God bless you, Sophie. I appreciate you so very much. Thank you for tuning in. You heard what she said. Smash that like right now. Smash it. And I'll go a step further. Subscribe to the channel if you're following us or you're watching us on YouTube. Like us on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? Follow us on Twitter. Go to supportbf.com and find out all the places, all the social media platforms where we are. And make sure that you're following the BF Network. You see the banner right there behind me. It's beautiful. Ain't that beautiful? It's the best. Bringing you nothing but the best in Bills content. You already know what it is. Smash that like, man. Smash it. Smash it all the way down. Okay. So now we are moving, man. We are moving along in the show. And I mentioned at the top of the show also that, yo, I've got somebody that I want to talk about. Can I say this, man? Oh, my gosh. Yo, I have developed like an even bigger man crush on this guy right here. Let me see if I can put up a banner, man. I'm going to put up a banner. I want you guys to see it, man. He's a wide receiver on the Buffalo Bills. He wears the number. I ain't going to tell you. This dude right here, man. Yo, he is like, he stole my heart last year. The guy did, man. He just stole it. He stole it. And when he finally got on the field, he was electrifying. He was clutch. You know what I'm saying? He had the toe drag swag. He was doing all of that. The man was Mr. Touchdown King. You know what I'm saying? Don't drop hardly nothing. Mr. 15-plus yards per carry. I mean, per catch, per reception. I'm going to get my words right. It is none other than my man Gabe Davis, y'all. Give my man Gabe Davis a hand right here because, yo, that dude right there, I have an incredible man crush on Gabe Davis. Ain't even going to lie. Don't even care about it. I see the man in public. You know what I'm saying? I might try to give him a hug. He might throw me to the ground. It's all good. I love me some Gabe Davis, man. Love me some Gabe Davis. I tell you, I kid you not, this guy right here, he's going to explode this year. He is going to explode this year. You watch what I say, okay? On my mama, okay? On my mama, baby. Gabe Davis is going to explode this year. He's going to be that dude. He's probably going to be a top 10 wide receiver in the National Football League. Probably, you know what I'm saying? He's going to be up there. Gabe is going to have that kind of a year. Just an incredible ascension. We've already seen glimpses of it over the past couple of years. Whenever he got his opportunity, the man just performed. But if that wasn't enough, he spends his offseason grinding, putting in work, doing everything he can to perfect his craft. Josh said, yo, my man Gabe was on the jugs all offseason, just catching balls all day long, just catching them balls. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I ain't going to say it. I started to say it, but I'm not going to say it. But he was catching them all offseason. But then what he did was, he's like, you know what? I'm 6'3", 207, 210. But I think I just want to go full on Megatron this upcoming year. And so Gabe Davis went on an incredible workout regimen. Like the man was just freaking lifting up all these kind of weights, getting big. And he put on like 17 pounds of lean muscle. The dude just got like you hear about like guys, oh, I added about 5 pounds. You know what I'm saying? No, this dude is like, no, I'm finna add closer to 20 pounds. Put on 20 pounds. 20 pounds, man, of muscle. Muscle. I saw this clip he put out on his Instagram, you know, back in the early part of the offseason where he's working out. Dude is freaking huge. Like, his shoulders are like the size of my head. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I got a big head. Yeah. No. So, the dude just got big, just big, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, just huge. And then we're here in training camp that Gabe is, and I saw somebody had mentioned it too, that Gabe is unguardable. He like, you can't get, like, can't nobody stop the man. Can't nobody stop him. He's definitely, yo, Jerry, Gabe is going to push 1K, man. That was an on my mama take, that Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs are each going to have 1,000 yards receiving this year. We're going to have two wide receivers with 1,000 yards receiving this year, and Gabe Davis and Stephon Diggs. But Gabe is going to have that kind of – I think he's going to have that kind of jump. When you look at his yards per reception, they're ridiculous. And it's not just – I can see if it was just 1 year, you know what I'm saying? No, over the course of 2 years, his 2 years playing for the Bills, he averages over 15 yards per reception. We talk about a deep threat. My man Gabe has been doing it for 2 years. Over 15 yards per reception. We saw how he got behind the defense of the secondary of the Kansas City Chiefs in that divisional round game. You know what I'm saying? When we came out of that second half and Gabe just got, I think it was like a 70-yard bomb. Josh just caught him in stride. Got behind the defense, man. Man, Gabe runs a 4-5. How's a guy running 4-5 get behind the defense? Because he got that game speed. You know what I'm saying? He may not be that fast when you clock him, but you put on the pass, you put on the game time. Gabe is grease lightning. He can do it. You know what I'm saying? And Gabe has been showing it for the past 2 years straight that all you need to do is give me an opportunity, give me some time, and watch me work. Let me work. And Gabe, this offseason and in the training camp, has been nothing but work. He's been doing nothing but work in all offseason, getting ready for the season, and the training camp. He's been putting in that work. Making Kyrie Elam, man, and all them, Dane Jackson, making them look like they some scrubs, man. You know what I'm saying? Like making me question our first round draft pick like that. I ain't gonna lie, I did question. I'm like, man, yo, man, come on, man. Is this the right guy? Is this the right dude we got? But our receivers are just that elite, man. They're just that elite. And so when you look at my man Gabe Davis, like it's hard for me, at least, you know what I'm saying, not to get excited about him. And let me prove to you just why also I'm so excited, because I saw this tweet the other day, man. This was put out by PFF, PFF Buffalo, right? So let me share it, because I want you guys to read it. Okay, read it with me. Ron, Gabe is a steamroller. You got that right, man. He's gonna be so freaking good. He is gonna be so good. Let me show you what PFF put out, okay? Because this is crazy. Let me know if y'all can see that. Can y'all see that? Y'all see my man Gabe right there catching? All right, hold on. Let me take this off. Y'all see this? All right, so this is what they say. They said, yo, Gabe Davis. Oh, you can't see that. Hold on a second. Let me X out of that. There it is. All right, right here. Gabe Davis, 93.6 receiving grade on intermediate routes last season, which is the sixth highest among all wide receivers. How you say all in Spanish? I don't know. How you say it's all to me, right? A-L-L, baby. All receivers. Sixth highest among all receivers. So what does that mean, man? So what is that saying? What is he saying? That Gabe can be utilized on multiple levels of the field. And in the intermediate level of the field, intermediate routes, Gabe is sixth among all wide receivers in the National Football League when it comes to receiving grade on intermediate routes. 93.6. The guy is not just a big dude who you just target in the red zone. You know what I'm saying? He's not just a big dude that you just kind of, you know what I'm saying, have like these little quick passes to, you know what I'm saying, like you do with a lot of slot guys. Gabe Davis can be used everywhere. And his bread and butter, that intermediate areas, man, the intermediate routes. Oh my gosh. Didn't we see that last year? Didn't we see that? That's why he's averaging over 15 yards per reception. That's where he lives. He lives right there in that area. And then you think about it. When you have a guy like Stephon Diggs on the other side who demands attention, you'd be a fool to leave Stephon Diggs by himself one-on-one. You'd be nuts. Defensive coordinator needs to get fired for that, because that DB is going to get cooked all day. You know what I'm saying? So he's going to draw so much attention already. Then Gabe Davis is going to be sitting there on the other side, mossing people, bodying people up, 6'3", 230 almost. Just, who's going to stop that? And then you let him get ahead of steam, he's rolling over you. know what I'm saying? So Gabe is fit. I cannot stress this enough. Do y'all feel me? Can y'all feel my passion about Gabe? Man, Gabe is going to explode this year. And then when you look at the other wide receivers, man, the other weapons that Josh has, man, Isaiah McKenzie in the slot. Then you got Crowder, who's getting back, man. He's getting back healthy. So now he's working in there, and he's got a lot of experience in the slot. The man is proven, right? Then you still got a rookie in Kyrie and Khalil Shakir, who's been making some heads turn in training camp, right? We got that. Not to mention Dawson Knox, OJ Howard, James Cook lining up. I don't know what to say. Josh is going to have an ridiculous amount of weapons at his disposal. And if you are a defensive coordinator, you better make sure. You better make sure. I mean, make sure for real. For real, for real. FR. You know what I'm saying? You better make sure that you can go 4 and 5 deep at the cornerback position. Because that's how many weapons we are bringing to the field. Now, yo, come on, man. Y'all better get ready. They ain't ready. Teams ain't ready for the Bills. They ain't ready, man. I just got pumped up. Teams ain't ready. Don't forget about Tommy Sweeney, too, baby. And my man, Reggie Gillum, who just got an extension. Reggie Gillum. Coming through, man. Yo, weapons, baby, weapons. And my man, Motor Singletary, too, who's going to have a career year this year. Contract year. You don't think Devin Singletary is going to be, you know what I'm saying, running with a little extra steam behind that motor? You know what I'm saying? You don't think he's got an extra, you know what I'm saying? Motor's going to be, it's going to be off. I can't find the right words to articulate just how I feel right now about the Buffalo Bills this season. I just might lose myself, man. I just might do it. That's how excited I am about the team. And if the guys can stay healthy, if they can, knock on wood, if they can stay healthy, look out. Look out. And my man, Nate, loves the Buffalo Bills too. Ain't that right, buddy? Huh? Say what's up. It's my son. Say go Buffalo. Say go Bills.
Go Bills.
There you go. Look at that, man. Light bright. Say go Buffalo.
Go Buffalo.
There you go. Love you, buddy. All right, man. Take out. All right. That's my son, ladies and gentlemen. That's my son. 6 years old. Training him from a young whippersnapper to be a Bills fan. Ain't that right, Nate? Fist bump, baby. There you go. Okay. Did daddy distract you? Did you forget what mommy wanted you to do? I think I distracted my son. Okay. Anyway, yo, sweat. I'm sweating, man. Can you see it? Yeah, I'm getting kind of greasy up here. Yo, I'm gonna bust a blood vessel. I think I already did that, man. I think I already did it. I'm just pumped, man. I'm just hyped. I ain't even, you know what I'm saying, got halfway through. I ain't got halfway through. And we've got 125 people up in here, man, watching us live right now. Do me this favor. Smash that like button. What are you waiting on? Smash that like. Share it right now live. Tell everybody, you know, be like, yo, you've got to tune in to Raider Rev right now on Buffalo Fanatics. Yo, this, I don't know where this ball of energy comes from, but yo, I am freaking excited and ready to go for the season. You got to watch them. You got to tell them to subscribe to the channel too. You know what I'm saying? But yo, I am so hyped up, man. And we ain't even talked about the game yet. We hadn't even gotten there. So this is what we're going to do, man. This is what we're going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, this is what I need you guys to do. And I don't think I didn't pull it up here. I ain't pulled it up. Never mind. Forget it. I was going to give y'all a break. I was going to give y'all a 60-minute break to go ahead and refresh yourself. You know what I'm saying? Get the towel and wipe yourself dry a little bit. You know what I'm saying? But I didn't upload my little clip, so it's all good. So we're just going to keep it moving. So you guys are going to have to roll with me. Get you a 5-hour energy or whatever the case may be. Do whatever you got to do because your man Rev is rolling. I am rolling, ready to go. I ain't going to talk about OBJ, man. Y'all talk about OBJ. Why y'all want me to talk about OBJ? Huh? Why you want me to talk about him? Huh? He ain't going to be on the field until November anyway. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. But I ain't going to lie. It's kind of growing on me. I can't even lie about it. It's growing on me. When I think about it, it's like, oh, man. The more I think about it, I'm like, yo. OBJ. Stephon Diggs. Gabe Davis. Isaiah McKenzie. Jamison Crowder. Khalil Shakir. Dawson. I mean, like, yo. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? And I was like that guy, like I was like, because I'm thinking like, yo, man, I don't want nobody stealing no shine from my man Gabe. You know what I'm saying? That's my man right there. I don't want no Emmanuel Sanders coming on the squad again, you know what I'm saying, and pushing my man Gabe down the depth chart again. I get it, you know what I'm saying? We all about that, you know, we're just trying to win. We're chasing the ring. I get that. But I don't want to stunt his growth and his development. But if OBJ can come in there understanding, yo, where he is in the offense and is cool with the, you know what I'm saying, with the complimentary role, whatever the case may be, he still demands attention. The man gets fully healthy. He is still a very, very good wide receiver, very dangerous. You put them three, just think about it. Diggs, Davis, OBJ. Then you go four wide, you put McKenzie out there. Or you switch it up. Good. Man, good luck. And if he, I'm all for it. If my man Brandon Bean decides to go ahead and do it late in the season, pull the trigger on bringing OBJ, because we already know somebody's already, he's already recruiting him. My man Von Miller's been recruiting him. They're good friends. He's like, yo, come over here to Buffalo, man. Chase that ring with me, baby. We did it last year. Let's go get another one. Let's go do it. So if you don't think Brandon Bean is listening, you don't think Brandon Bean is thinking about it, you got another thing coming. He's thinking about it. Brandon Bean is 5 years down the road. That's how far in advance Brandon Bean is. He's already down there. I'm sure he's already thought about it. And he's probably already reached out to his representatives and is like, yo, we'll holler at you here come, you know, later on in the season. We'll check out your injury status and see how everything rolls. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll finish up from there. But man, just imagine him, you know, for a playoff push, a Super Bowl push. I'm all for it. But you know what else I'm all for? I'm all for all of you guys right here who are watching me and tuning in to your man Rev on the Buffalo Fanatics Network. I appreciate you guys so much. Smash that like and give yourselves a thumbs up. Give yourselves a thumbs up because you guys are phenomenal, man. We would not be here if it were not for the Buffalo fans. If it were not for Bills Mafia, Buffalo Fanatics all across the world, wherever you're watching and tuning in, we would not be here. So we appreciate you so very much. But another thing I am excited about is we've got game day. This weekend, we have got game day. The Bills versus the Indianapolis Colts. Preseason preview is going down this Saturday. Man, can y'all feel it? Like, can y'all feel it in the air, man? Like, I could smell like grass. And I mean, I'm saying, I'm just like, that's how ready I am. I'm like, oh, man, it's finally here. It's finally here. And, man, I can't wait to see what's going to happen in the preseason, man. I can't wait. And what I want to do is I want to bring on my man, Ev, because I want him to chop it up with me a little bit here as we talk about the preseason preview, man, with the Colts and the Bills. Because, man, I need to hear his perspective on it and kind of what he thinks about some of the things that are going on. So I'm going to bring on my man, Ev. Ev, come on in here, man. Come on in here. Ev, what's good, baby? How you doing back there?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. Doing fantastic. Yo, Ev, we've got a game Saturday. First of all, man, how are you feeling right now when you think about the fact that there is live action football, Buffalo Bills football popping off this Saturday? Be that as it may, you know, preseason game, whatever the case may be, it's a football game that we get to watch and enjoy.
Yeah, it is a football game, and, you know, it's getting me really ramped up. I'm just so excited, whether that's just to see some of the backups play, some of the starters that are fighting for starting positions on this roster, just to be able to see the guys back in the actual Bills uniform is something that I'm amped up about, because the last Bills game that I got to see in person or on live TV was the Chiefs game. And I need to see Bills football once again, because the last live action Bills game I have in, you know, my mind is that Chiefs game, and I need to get it out of my mind. So, you know, seeing a little bit of preseason football is going to be refreshing. And, you know, whether that's just to see Case Keenum, James Cook, Tommy Sweeney, you know, O.J. Howard, some of the guys on the D-line, linebackers like Terrell Bernard, et cetera.
Right.
I mean, that's what it is. I mean, this is what preseason's about. It's to see, you know, all your players play, and I'm excited for it.
Yeah, no doubt, man. And Sophie comes in and, you know, she says that the entire O-line practiced today for the first time. I didn't know that. I'm glad because, I told you guys, like, last week, like, I was getting knots in my stomach, man. I was, like, serious concern about this offensive line. Like, yo, what are we doing here? Is the O-line going to be all right? You know what I'm saying? Come the regular season. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's up with that? You know, because, like, we got to give them enough time to get to build that continuity. And so the fact that they were able to practice finally together, you know what I'm saying, as you know, that's, like, that's a relief. I'm glad to see Roger Saffold, that he's kind of getting in some light work here, trying to get back in shape and game shape and getting ready about that. But, man, yo, Evan, when we talk about this game, about this matchup, man, is there like, first of all, let me ask this question. Do any of the starters play?
For the Bills?
Yeah, for the Bills, yeah. Do any you project any starters playing in game one?
I think there's a possibility that a few of our starters play. I think that the offensive line might go out for a couple series at least just to kind of gel with one another. And I know they've been saying in press conferences that they've been, you know, gelling together. That's, you know, whether that's being in the team room or just kind of walkthroughs, because they haven't really played yet. With one another. So they haven't been able to get that on-field chemistry. So I think they play a little bit, you know, because the starting line as of right now from today's training camp was Deion Dawkins at left tackle. And then you got Roger Saffold at left guard, Morse at center, Bates at right guard, and then Spencer Brown is coming back and he's fulfilling his duties at right tackle. So I think those five play. I wouldn't be surprised if Josh played. I mean, you got to look back last year.
Yeah.
He played an entire half about against the Green Bay Packers in preseason. Now, I'm saying this. The coaches probably don't want Josh to play.
Yeah.
But if Josh Allen's sitting back there and saying, like, you know, hey, Sean McDermott, I need to just get in there, you know, get a little rust off myself and just, you know, get a little live-action game reps. I don't think there's much Sean McDermott can say. Like, if Josh Allen wants to play, Josh Allen wants to play. You know, if he wants to go in there and run it up a little bit for like three or four drives, let them do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a possibility. Other than that, I mean, you might see Singletary, Cook, Moss, if you want to project those guys as starters, McKenzie. I'd probably say Howard, if you want to say Howard's a starter in certain personnel packages.
Yeah, I can see that.
And defensively, Elam, Jackson, Benford, I think those guys play. You're definitely going to see Jaquan Johnson and Damar Hamlin play. Other than that, there's only certain starters. Maybe Rousseau gets a couple snaps, and Tim Settle and Daquan Jones. I mean, I don't know. It'll just kind of be up to, you know, what Sean McDermott has in mind.
Yeah, I was like tossing this up in my head, you know, like trying to figure out, like, all right, so do the starters play? Like, I know this is game one. How many games is it? Three, right? Is it three or three? Right. So I'm like, okay, are they going to play? Or are they going to wait till like the last preseason game or like the second one to kind of, you know what I'm saying, get more of their, you know, because I think they do kind of progress a little bit the closer they get to the season. But man, it's like you almost kind of have to like knock off the rust a little bit, right? If nothing more than just like a series, just to kind of get the juices flowing a little bit against and get some live action ball against another team. You know what I'm saying? I think it's going to be extremely important.
I'm excited about this game. Looking forward to so many things this game, but definitely looking forward to some live action, man. I'm going to take a look at the Colts also. I don't know what they're going to be trotting out on the field. I don't know if they're going to be bringing out starters or whatnot. I am interested in some of their players. I do want to see some of their rookies. Like, they had a good wide receiver rookie by the name of Alec Pierce. I think he came out of Texas Tech. He's a good wide receiver. And I think I've been hearing some buzz from Colts camp that deal. He's starting to get some first team reps as a rookie. We already know what Michael Pittman Jr. did last year. He did pretty good, right? Another guy I'm looking forward to seeing for them is I want to see Jelani Woods, tight end, who came from University of Virginia. I know who else wants to see Jelani Woods, and that's my girl Trish. Make sure you guys follow Savage Trish on Twitter or is she chaotic, Trish? Now I'm not sure. She keeps on switching it. You know what I'm saying, Evan, is it chaotic or is it savage? Anyway, you guys look it up. Savage Trish, chaotic Trish, one of the two. You'll find her. But she's a BF contributor, and she had a huge man crush on Jelani Woods all off season, right up until the draft. She changed her Twitter name, all that kind of stuff, to Jelani Woods. All she was big on him, and the Colts drafted him. So I want to see what all the fuss is about. I want to see what he's working with. I want to see if they're gonna trot out Jonathan Taylor. I want to see Jonathan Taylor, man, who's my potential number one overall pick in my fantasy draft coming up here pretty soon. I'm saying I got the number one overall pick in my fantasy draft, and I'm really debating on whether or not I should pull the trigger on Jonathan Taylor or just go super crazy and go Josh Allen. I'm trying not to be the homer guy in my fantasy team. Last year I got to the championship game and lost. I just got beat. I got beat pretty good. In my league, it's all about running backs, and I don't want to lose out on top running backs. Anyway, so yes, it's Savage Trish. Go follow Savage Trish on Twitter. Savage_Trish on Twitter. That's my girl. She loves Jelani Woods. So anyway, yo, we're an hour and 23 minutes here in the show. Again, appreciate so very much all of you guys who are watching, been tuning in for this long. We've been watching, we've been going on for an hour and 20 plus minutes, yo. And I'm gonna bring on my man Ev one more time. Oh no, Ev, hold on. I think he's still having some technical difficulties. So I'm gonna leave him back there. Are you good, Ev, or what? Are you good or what? What's up? You wanna test it out? Come on, test it out, man, because we're going to close the show out.
All right. Are we good? Everyone in the chat, let me know right now. Yeah. If not, I will pop right back out.
Yeah, you guys let us know, man, because I want Ev to close us out with some closing thoughts as we get ready for game one of the preseason. I think Ev is good. Ev, check again, baby.
I mean, like, yeah. From my end, I feel good. It's just, okay, we're all good. Everyone,
we're all good. It is, man. It is. All right, Ev, so as we are about to close out the show, man, is there anything that you want to add to it, man? Is there anything else that comes to your mind? Any Bills news that you've been seeing across the week, or anything that you may looking forward to in the game this weekend before we sign off?
Well, yeah. So it's kind of a mix, right? You mentioned Bills news and what I'm looking forward to. Today in training camp, the second last camp day at St. John Fisher, the big storyline today was Tommy Sweeney being super productive at camp, having a fantastic day. Now, Tommy Sweeney has looked very consistent throughout camp. He hasn't been super high, but he hasn't been super low. He's just been a very consistent tight end.
Right.
And now you're looking at a guy like O.J. Howard, who's ahead of him on the depth chart in many people's eyes, who really hasn't performed. You know, he really hasn't had that spark play in camp yet. He just really hasn't done what Bills fans and, you know, maybe what Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott had wanted him to do when they, you know, they brought him in here on a one-year contract. Now, the question is, it's like, I believe that O.J. Howard and Tommy Sweeney are both going to be getting reps in this Saturday's preseason game against the Colts. Yeah. If Tommy Sweeney for the next, you know, three-ish weeks is performing on the pace he is, but better, you know, O.J. Howard's just kind of sitting at the standstill spot he is right now. Can Tommy Sweeney overtake O.J. Howard as that tight end too? You know, Sweeney is going into his fourth season with the Bills. You know, one of them, you know, being kind of knocked out, you know, by the heart thing he had going on just a couple years ago.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, he's shown that he is a consistent, solid player. He can block pretty well. He's not, you know, athletic like Dawson Knox. He's not great after the catch like Dawson Knox, but he's a consistently good tight end. And I feel like if he keeps performing at the pace he is, the Buffalo Bills just might be like, hey, we want consistency from this tight end two spot. Or maybe they just keep all three. They keep Howard and Sweeney. Yeah. And I'm really looking forward to see how Sweeney does this preseason games.
So do you think, so let's just throw out a hypothetical here. Okay. If Tommy Sweeney starts to continue to perform well and even better, especially as we go on through the preseason, and he begins to outperform O.J. Howard, can you see O.J. Howard being cut? Like, would they cut him?
I don't know if they want to cut O.J. Howard, but I feel like there's at a point in time where they might keep three tight ends on the roster instead of, you know, knocking one out, whether that's being me or Howard. Because I feel like you still got to kind of take a back seat and wait for Howard to kind of boost himself up in this Bills offense.
Right.
Of the potential. Just the potential. And Don Handsome goes, like, the practice squad. I don't, like, I think if Howard's thrown on the practice squad, he's gone. Like, he gets picked up. Like,
is Don talking about Howard on the practice squad, or is he talking about Sweeney on the practice squad?
Either way, I even think Sweeney would be picked up. I think there's teams around the league that would pick up Sweeney. I think Sweeney is a valuable player. I think he's good. I think he has good hands. I think he has good concentration when the ball, you know, is in his vicinity. I think he's just a solid tight end, and you don't see too many solid tight ends around the league, and some teams will eyeball that.
Yeah, I think it'll be good, man. I want to be patient with O.J. Howard, man. Brand new offense, man. There's a lot he's got to learn. And so, because just like you mentioned, man, the potential, man, if O.J. Howard can put these things together, and start to show, like, some of those skills that people fell in love with, I think just the idea of pairing him with Don, like, if you happen to get Sweeney, I think you could just only make the offense and make the tight end room that much better. So, yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to that, man. I want to see O.J. Howard perform well. But I'm glad that Tommy Sweeney is finally – because I was ready to ship him. I was ready to be done with Tommy. I was like, you know, I don't think Tommy's got it, man. But maybe he just a late bloomer. Maybe it just took him a while, you know what I'm saying, to get to develop. Which is cool. That's fine. As long as they develop in the right time. So that's going to be good, man. Sal comes and he says, yo, O.J. Howard, red zone guy. Definitely, man. I mean, he's a big dude, man. He's a big dude. I think that's exactly what Ken Dorsey and the coaching staff are thinking about with these guys when they get in the red zone. Just having some crazy packages, maybe putting all three of them on at the field at the same time and be like, yo, pick your poison. You know what I'm saying? In the red zone, everybody's over 6'5". Good luck. Josh is going to toss it up to one of them guys, and this is going to moss everybody. So that's going to be good, man. But this is the kind of stuff that we can expect throughout the preseason. We can just kind of look at these things. I'm not necessarily looking at wins and losses, right? I'm looking at this development, which is so important. And so we're going to be tuning in, man. We're going to be live, man. We're going to be amped up. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be pumped up right there with everybody else. I know, Ev, you're going to be pumped up. You're going to be excited about it watching this preseason game. You know what I'm saying? Because even our depth, man, even our backups, like these guys are intriguing. We got Terrell Bernard. Like, I want to see him. Another guy who's been getting a lot of buzz here lately is Christian Benford. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see Christian. Man, what is he going to look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, I think, and I was listening to some stuff because I think he's even getting, isn't he getting like starter reps against like some of the ones?
Yeah. So basically as of right now, it's Kyir Elam, Dane Jackson, and Christian Benford as the three outside corners that are cycling in and out.
Yeah.
You still have Taron Johnson, your inside corner,
right,
who looked phenomenal today from what camp notes were saying, whether that's from like Sal Capaccio, Matt Perino, Josh Reed, et cetera. They all had the same thing in mind, saying how great Taron Johnson was as he was dealing with soreness for the past few days. But yeah, you know, Christian Benford is taking first team reps, and you know, that's something to look at. I mean, this guy was a 6th-round pick out of Villanova, and many people thought this guy could have been drafted probably in the 4th or even 3rd round. And he fell to us in the 6th, and we got lucky with that caliber of a player in Christian Benford. And I don't think we should take it for granted. We shouldn't look at Christian Benford and go, oh, he's a 6th-round pick. He shouldn't be able to outperform a guy like Kyrie.
Yeah, right.
I think we should look at it and be like, okay, we have two guys now that can perform at a 1st-round pick value or at a 1st-round pick level. You got a guy in Kyrie Elam, a 1st-round pick, and a guy in Christian Benford who's a 6th-round pick but is outperforming right now a guy like Kyrie Elam who was a 1st-round pick. So, I mean, you just got to credit Brandon Bean and, you know, the scouting team and just everything in general, and also Sean McDermott for being able to, you know, build these guys up, you know, from the groundworks. You know, he knows how to build a corner. He knows how to just, you know, get the most out of a cornerback, whether that's a prospect or veteran, et cetera. And I know we got a base on performance. We haven't seen these guys
right
in an actual NFL game yet, but you know, all we got on them right now is training camp and practice. So that's what I'm going to go with.
Yeah. I mean, that's all we got to go on, man. And Christian Benford, man. And like you mentioned, that's one position that I'm not concerned about developing. Right. Because we've seen it. We've seen what I mean, they look what they got. We're able to get out of Levi Wallace. You know what I'm saying? An undrafted guy like him. So Christian Benford, man, if he can develop, I don't know if it's you, Evan, but I'm getting like mad Aaron Williams vibes from that guy, from kind of the stuff that I've heard. Like, it seems like, you know, he may be, I mean, he's a big corner. Like he's like 205. He's 6'1", about 205, bigger dude. I don't know if he can play a little safety. I don't know.
I believe he can play a little.
Kind of scheme versatile. I'm just getting mad Aaron Williams vibes, man. Cause you know, I don't know if you remember Aaron Williams, man, but you know, he came out, Jarvis Landry took him out, man. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Yeah, came out of Texas as a cornerback and then converted to safety, but had ball skills, man. So, like, maybe Christian Benford has that, and maybe he can provide that flex. You know what I'm saying? So, that's good. But this is what we're talking about, Fanatics. This is what we're talking about. This is the things to look at and to look for throughout preseason. Look at the guys. Notice, look at like bottom of the roster guys. And be like, reason. No. Look at the development. Look at guys like Christian Benford. Look at the draft picks. They've nailed these draft picks, man. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to see him here in live game action to really find out just how good they are. And so it's going to be good. I'm excited about it, man. I can't wait for the game. I'm pumped, man. I am pumped. Are you pumped, Evan? You pumped, man? You pumped for this game?
Nah, man. I'm pumped. I'm pumped, man. Who would be pumped, man, for a Buffalo Bills game? We're back this Saturday. It's game week. Like, it's honestly amazing just to be able to say, you know what? It's Bills game week. It's not like, okay, you know, we got the Bills game coming up in 2 or 3 weeks. We'll get ready for it. We'll get the tailgates ready. You know, we'll get the plans to go to so-and-so's house for the game or do whatever. Now it's like, okay, it's today's Wednesday. Tomorrow's Thursday, Friday, Saturday. That's game day. Like, that is the first official game day of the season for the Buffalo Bills is this Saturday at 4:00 Eastern.
And so with that, man, we're going to respect the time. Get ready for this game. It's going to be off the chart. I can't wait. It's going to be dope. All that Evan. It's what I say. And till next time, man, you guys, make sure you be good to each other. Salute to you guys. Make sure you stay connected to the Buffalo Fanatics Network. Wherever we are, follow us. Go to supportbf.com. Download the BF Network app. Do all of that and follow us on all of our social media platforms. Salute to you guys so very much, man. Enjoy the rest of the show. Not the rest of the show. Enjoy the rest of your week. Stay tuned. For next week, later in the week, later in the week, from my man Rico coming in on that Friday Night Live, Rico Report coming Friday. You know, he's going to bring that heat. You know what I'm saying? And then we got the Riders Club Saturday right before the game. So it's, you know, we've got the content coming. It's going to be off the charts, going to be popping. So you guys make sure you stay tuned to that and then watch throughout the rest of the week through all of our social media and watch content that we put now, man. We've got a whole lot of contributors that have been doing a whole lot of work for you all, man, just because we love you guys